Hey, I want to do a real quick follow-up on your sports. It was fun to hear about the Armando Galarraga.
Oh, yes.
Perfect game, outs. Yeah. But now, so he and Jim Joyce, the umpire in the game, are both saying that Major League Baseball should overturn and make it a perfect game in
that's
the history.
That's what they're thinking, yes. That's what they're saying. Not thinking. That's what they're saying. Said it in an interview.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
It's not going to happen.
There was a baseball writer at CBSSports.com, and he agrees. He was saying that it's time for baseball to make the change because he said, unlike, you know, something that may happen in, let's say, the fifth inning of a game, and you're not exactly sure how it was all going to turn out, this pretty much, we know how the game turned out. It was the final out. They ended up winning 3-0 anyway. Just give it to them. But I don't see baseball doing it because then think about how many other times and other games people are going to go back, will want to go back and change how it all ended or change that call. When St. Louis Cardinals fans went to the 1985 World Series championship, what was that umpire's name who messed up first ball?
Don Dickinger missed an out,
obvious out call in game 7 of the World Series.
I think there's a special place in the Hall of Fame for him, the only man to ever pitch a 28 out game.
Right.
And I would say the same thing. I say, Armando, don't, because when it comes, because if you pitched a perfect game, there are others who have done so, and who can name them all? You can't. Mm-hmm. But you can name the one.
That's
this,
right.
This is your legacy. You own this, because in the further years go along, you'll be able to go on tour. You and Jim Joyce could probably do some baseball card shows or Hall of Fame presentations. You're tied together in this moment.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Likely.
Yeah. Didn't they write a book together?
And the way it was handled with the, you know, remember the home plate meeting and Joyce breaking down in tears? And
right.
Just, no, don't change it. Celebrate it, Armando.
Although going back and watching the end of that game this morning, if we recall, the emotions were running quite high at the moment. Mm-hmm. And after the Tigers got that final, the second final out of the game, do you remember Jim Leland going right over to Jim Joyce and just giving it to him? And give Jim Joyce credit. He took it. He sat there and just listened to Jim go on and on and on. And the crowd was booing, as you could hear.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was all the emotional wrap-ups of wanting to be part of history. And now you still are, just
still
in a very
history.
Different way.
Yep.
But, hey, that's the human element of any sporting event.
Correct.
Don't take it away.